Adventure 7. After exploring a small remainder of the Jiralin's lair and finding a piece of the key which looked like a wing, the party retreated to a small room and rested for the night. The next morning Nick sat down and began to examine several of the magical items the party had found, identifying many of them. 8 hours later, the group exited from their small hideaway and examined the rest of the Jiralin lair. Besides what had obviously been a fatal trap for several Jiralins, the lair had been completely looted. Moving past the lair, following the route the Jiralin children had taken, the party came upon a large altar to a Shardalin. Written on it was a riddle in Draconic. Rushing forward, Char read the riddle to herself, before saying, "That's easy. Nothing." Suddenly a bone yellow ray shot from the altar and struck her. Even as Char was being blasted, however, Hald was wondering, "Nothing what?" As he muttered the riddle's answer, a bone yellow beam struck him as well. Char managed to resist the beam's desire for her death, but Hald proved less lucky and slumped to the ground, dead. Reappropriating Hald's equipment, the group resolutely pushed on. The next room contained an open sarcophagus, and lacking anyone with decent trap skills, the party simply opened it, and was rewarded with a shower of falling bricks from the ceiling, striking Jelbin and Horkin, barely missing Serenus. Looting the sarcophagus, the party moved into another room where they plundered yet another sarcophagus, and then another room yet with a sarcophagus. This room's sarcophagus was coated with a fine sheen of black lotus extract, and as Horkin and Serenus pulled the lid open, they quickly felt their bodies begin to wither. Luckily, Hulk had possessed a potion of neutralized poison, and Magnarus had memorized the spell of the same name. Rushing over to cure them both, Magnarus then used two restorations to cure the horrible damage the extract had caused. Moving into the next room, the group encountered a small pack of Jiralin, as well as the bodies of all the child Jiralins. Quickly wading into combat, the Jiralins didn't have a chance against the combined spell might of the group. It was then the first magic missile started hitting. Two ethereal night hags had been waiting in the room, and they began to launch magic missiles at everyone in the party. Invisible and immune to most anything the party could do, the night hags attacked with impunity for several rounds. Finally, Melder cast Sea Invisibility, and gave Char a scroll of the same spell. With this, Melder realized the hags were on the ethereal plane and called out to the group. Serenus cast Blink, and began striking at the night hags, as he oscillated between the ethereal and material planes. Char cast Minor Globe of Invulnerability, allowing bestowing magic missile immunity to a large number of party members. While the party attempted to deal night hags, two morgs and three Jiralins, attracted by the noise, burst into the room and joined the combat. Blasted by area spells, the material creatures didn't last long, although they nearly brought Horkin down, before they dropped. Hofner slew the two that could pose a threat to Horkin. Finally, bringing down the night hags as well as the extra Jiralins and morgs, the party quickly searched through the room before backing up and resting again. Serenus had to chase a night hag into another room, and he neatly timed his blinking, as he stepped through a closed door. He barely made it to the night hag and slew it. Melder had caused the most damage to the night hags with his hail of magic missiles. The next day Nick and Jelb identified the rest of the items of the group, as well as formally divided up the remainder of Hald's stuff. So then there were eight. Melder says to Jelb and Nick, "I'm all out of sea invisibility scrolls now. One or both of you might want to memorize a sea invisibility spell or two. You might also consider memorizing a spell like Flaming Sphere that would let you mark the spot where an invisible creature is so the rest of us know where to shoot." Horkin says to the group, "With Hald gone, I propose a change in our tactics. When we open a door, I'll block the doorway against the enemy. The rest of you can fire over my head and clear the room of anything unfriendly without having to worry about getting attacked in melee. We wouldn't enter the room until it appears clear. What do you think?"